The Security Council president for May, U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, emerged from closed-door consultations Tuesday to announce that a landmark vote on the Hariri Tribunal is set.
It was a good discussion. The sponsors have decided to go for a vote tomorrow. And I believe that enough work has been done through the discussions that have taken place among the members. So this, the decision has been made to move forward.
Khalilzad acknowledged there are still some differences of views among members, but he expressed confidence that the legally binding resolution establishing the tribunal has enough support for adoption. It is backed by co-sponsors France, Britain, and the United States, along with the other three European Council members, Slovakia, Italy, and Belgium. Lebanon's Prime Minister Fouad Siniora asked for the unprecedented Security Council action after efforts to establish the court internally reached a stalemate. The measure contains a so-called sunrise clause that delays creation of the court until June 10th to allow rival Lebanese factions time to break that stalemate. But Ambassador Khalilzad ruled out any further postponement, saying it would open up the proceedings to what he called mischief.
What has been agreed to by the sponsors is to give the Lebanese a final chance to come together. Because the Lebanese Prime Minister has taken a substantial risk to ask for this to happen, if you give a lot of time to it, there is all kinds of opportunity for mischief-making and for a negative effect on the situation in Lebanon until the 10th of June is quite generous. I think we feel at this time that that's adequate.
Veto-wielding Russia has expressed concerns about several provisions in the resolution, including the invocation of Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which carries the force of law. But Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin suggested he would not block passage of the measure.
We have no problem with the idea that things must move ahead with the tribunal, and we believe that the cause of justice must be served. But we believe, and we have shared our views with our colleagues in the Security Council quite extensively, that there are better legal ways to do it, which would avoid a number of very serious legal and possibly political repercussions and consequences.
Security Council diplomats say Russia is expected to abstain from Wednesday's vote, along with Council members China, South Africa, Qatar, and Indonesia. That would allow the measure to pass with at least the minimum 9 votes and no veto. Former Prime Minister Hariri was killed in a suicide bomb blast in Beirut in February 2005. An initial UN inquiry into the assassination implicated senior Syrian intelligence officials. Syria, however, has denied any involvement in the murder, calling it a heinous crime. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.